David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Cause you can,
you won't,
and you don't stop.
Cause you can,
you won't,
and you don't stop.
Cause you can,
you won't,
and you don't stop.
Mike D, come and rock for sure, Shad.
I got the brand new dude, you guaranteed like you. I'm on like that's a job, yeah, listen to you. I'm a newlywed, I'm not a divorcee. And everything I do is fucking like Lee Dorsey,
yeah.
Well, listen, take it off the bell, I'm 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
If you want a duty rhyme, then come shit me. Another set right there with the unique rhyme. I keep it on and on, it's never quitting time.
Handheld is the style I go. Never rock the mic with the pantyhose. The step on my ear, goggles, and I'm ready to go. Cause at the boards, it's the fan they call a Mario.
Pull up at the function and you know I Kodak. To all the body people, better on my Mozak. I got my action, then my man John Moore. And I got mad hits like I was Rod Carew.
Because you can,
you won't,
and you don't stop.
Tudo de bom. David Lee Roth, às 6 da manhã.
Wait a second. Somebody turned my microphone off.
Are we on there? There we go. Somebody sabotaged us. There you go.
My microphone's
there. You go. You're
there
better
you
now.
Go.
What just happened there?
I have absolutely no idea, my friend.
I think somebody sabotaged us there.
That was a remote sabotage. I didn't touch a thing. No buttons were unpushed or pushed.
You know what? Let's go from the top of this loop one more time here.
Absolutely. Why not?
In honor of whoever thought they were going to be funny this morning, we'll deal with you later. Here we go.
Bang on it, baby. Now.
Hold on. Ready?
Yep.
It's got a re-cue. Here we go.
Old gear.
There we go.
That's right. Roth Radio.
Ow.
Well, we're off to our usual flying start here. I'm going to say up the number right away, 866-313-3733. I think I know the chick who did that. So we're going to kick off right away with the story right here. The middle story, this comes off of the hot news, baby. Discount retailer Building 19 has apologized for an advertisement in a recent flyer that offered 3 wife beater undershirts for $5.98. The tank style t-shirts are called wife beaters. I've always heard that. I never really used the term. That's kind of an Italian term, isn't it? Right? That's a New York, Brooklyn kind of a term. That's an inner city kind. I don't know. Is that a Texas kind of a term? Whatever. The tank style t-shirts are called wife beaters because of a stereotype that physically abusive men wear them. The ad, which appeared in a February 19th flyer, outraged women's groups and led to a quick apology from Building 19 co-founder Jerry Ellis, who took responsibility for the ad. Okay, the mistake was mine, Ellis told the paper. Ah. He says, I was either too dumb or too lazy or too distracted, and I let it go. Dumb, lazy, distracted, sounds like a wife beater to me. It was certainly insensitive, he said, and I'm I'm so sorry it happened. Ellis said that the initial ad copy described the shirts as A shirts, but a man in advertising said, oh, no, no, you mean a wife beater shirt. And he says, and I saw it, and I questioned it. And the male employee said, that's what everybody calls it, Ellis said. I didn't really know that it was called a wife beater. All right, we caught a lot of flack yesterday because Animal and I determined, finally and foremost, who was genetically superior. You know, we talked about whether black people were... by the way, Animal, how are you this morning? How are you, brother?
I'm very well this morning, D-Row. How you doing, man?
Extraordinary. Yeah. You know, as people may recollect from yesterday, ancient history, but it's yesterday, and you and I determined, you know, during the commercials, we went 3 out of 5 falls in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We did Ultimate Fighting Contest. I ran a foot race. We could even saw, you know, who could actually eat more. And I might as well announce at this point in time that... all black people are genetically superior athletically to white people here. But I'm wondering who makes the best wife beater. Do you think black people are better wife beaters than white people? Who invented it? I guess, you know, historically, you would have to go back to the beginning of time. So, you know, I don't know, Cheetah, the monkey who accompanied Tarzan, was their first wife beater, I guess. Do monkeys beat their wives? If we're going to drown ourselves, let's not do it in a puddle, then. Okay, all right, here we go. Songs to beat your wife to. It's Friday. It's the second day of the weekend. I'm going to go with Smack My Bitch Up, okay? I don't know who... we have a huge poster here, and I think that's Gisele Bündchen, okay? Fala conmigo, baby. Wait a minute. Come on, babe. And we made a, it's like 6 feet tall and 7 feet wide. And she's got a bikini on that's fashioned out of what looks to me like Brother P-Touch tape. You know, we do the commercial here. And it's a work of art. Well, the P-Touch tape, you know, Gisele is a work of God. And when we came in yesterday, somebody had put, what do you call it, little post-it notes all over her bikini there. And I really can't imagine that some fella did that. You know? No, just, I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, telepathic, maybe it's just the Red Bull, but I can't imagine some dude doing that. What do you think, Animal? Would a guy do that or a woman do that?
But if a guy did it, that means he's like burning the candle at the other end, man.
He's like broke back.
You got that right.
Back in the tent. All right. Brian, didn't you go and have a guitar thing with Sean White, the snowboarder, yesterday? Did you guys go to the music store or what?
Went to Manny's Music and checked out some guitars, and it was filmed for extra television or something.
So you're a television star now?
I guess so.
Okay, he's B. Young. I told you, he got promoted yesterday. He started off as Brian, went to B. Young, then he became an exclamation. He got B. Young, B.E., Young, and yesterday I said, you know what? He made it to the end of the 8th week. This is the 8th week of our broadcasting career. We talked amongst the other commanders down here in the engine room, and everybody agreed that Brian should have his own exclamation point. There are very few people whose names have an exclamation point. If you're going to email us here, DaveLeeRoth.com, I'd appreciate it if you spell it correctly, B.E. Young, and exclamation point. Show them why, baby. Yeah. All right. Live, baby. Yeah, that's right. Bring the track down, man. Boy, yeah. All right. Check, 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 check. Anyways, I don't know if it's a woman who actually did that, but we're in a rancorous kind of mood. We're bouncing around. I've had a lot of red meat to eat this week. And in fact, the Palm is supplying us with engine room breakfast. Down here in the bullpen, the lion's den. Now you know what they feed us. Rowing like we stole something, baby. Somebody's got a wife beater song. Okay, there we go. Cheryl, of all people. Actually, you know what? This is equal opportunity destroyment. If you have a husband beating song. Actually, women, There's a weight differential. If you want to shoot your husband, I understand that too. You know, in America, we say it with bullets. I don't care what Hallmark Hall of Fame says, baby. Go ahead. Cheryl, are you here?
Yeah.
Shoot me, baby. What's up?
I take public transportation, and, you know, they play the radio. Actually, it's a dollar van that runs up and down Flatbush Avenue.
Okay.
And they play, you know, lots of rap music. And there's actually a rap song that's pretty popular where he says, "You looking at my grill. I want to see your grill. You want to see my what? I want to see your grill." And then he says, In my white beater. Like he's all shiny and wearing white, and he's wearing white.
We'll dig up the title of that. In my wife beater, right? In my wife beater. Do you think wife beater is a slanderous term at this point in time, Cheryl? Do you take exception to the term wife beater T-shirt?
Do I have a problem with?
Yeah. Do you have a problem with that as a woman? Do you have a problem with that term?
No, because I wait till they fall asleep. You know.
you and Mrs. Scissorhands, huh? Because I think the wife beater T-shirt thing comes from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. You know the movie with Marlon Brando, and he was the first one really to pop it.
Yeah, he wore them a
lot. Oh yeah, he was the first one to wear a quote unquote wife beater T-shirt. He played the part of Stanley Kowalski, who in fact was a thug, and he was the first real pop like a Clint Eastwood or whatever.
They were strictly underwear back then, so he was like going like partially naked.
Yeah, that was considered really like, Madonna kind of level stuff. When you start wearing your underwear on top of your clothes. I dig it, baby. I dig it.
I've seen you in a couple.
All right. That's it. Do women feel like beating their husbands? Women always slap their husbands, right? You see that in the movies routinely. Let's ask Cheryl. Cheryl,
because then they have an automatic, reason to hit you, and but if they hit me first, I broke one. I mean, one punch is the most I would take in a relationship.
Oh, I wouldn't even tolerate that. If I was you, I wouldn't even tolerate that.
No, I reverse headbutted him. And
you sound like you have like Napoleon Dynamite says. You sound like you have some skills.
I took some Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Works like a charm, and it doesn't leave a mark, right? All right, I want to go on record here.
You can still choke them out.
I want to go on record here. I don't suggest anybody beat their wife, and I don't suggest any wife beat their husband. But I do suggest that we continue to call them wife-beater T-shirts, because otherwise we're losing our cultural sense of humor here. You don't want to at least lose the movie. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? The only connection to that kind of might be someday in 20 years is that T-shirt. I don't know. That makes no sense, but I'm still on my first can of Red Bull here. Cheryl, I find it fascinating that you don't take any exception to it. This guy evidently took a major, major beating. What do you think? And can you think of any other wife-beating song?
Besides Smack My Bitch Up? Not really.
You can't think?
No.
Give us a call back. 866-313-3733. Brian, you're on. Turn him up there. Brian, go ahead.
I got one. Hit me with your best shot.
Write this stuff down in the background there, okay? We're gonna dovetail a number of things this weekend. We're gonna wind up in rehab. Turn off the track. Here we go. Okay, stop. It scares me that you know that song so readily, especially in this context. There. Talking Roth Radio, David Lee Roth Worldwide. This is the major news story. This is right in the middle of the whatever. I'm wondering if we're starting to lose our sense of humor there. You can't write wife beater in the window, can you? Is that legal? Do people really take exception to that? Or do we not see the humor in it? Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. 866-313-3733. Be young. What?
I mean, I wouldn't put on advertisement. It's just, it's a slang term, but they're T-shirts. They're tank tops.
Okay, they're tank tops. But can you write the word wife-beater T-shirts? I mean, down in the neighborhood. Okay, down below 14th Street, you would almost expect that. I got a store down the street from where I live that says F Yoga, and it spells the whole word, and the sign is lit up in neon, and it's been there for almost a year and a half. In fact, a lot of people think of it as the street name. F Yoga Street. I'm not kidding. I got the t-shirt. It says F Yoga. It says the whole word, you know, but it says F Yoga. And I got the matchbooks. I got the ashtray. So, you know, that's a common thing. And you would think they can't put that in the window, right? But I'm wondering, is it okay to write wife beater t-shirts? I mean, above 14th Street or whatever the equivalent is where you live. Animal?
Down where I live? Okay, like, if I was to wear a wife beater shirt, I would definitely know how to put the circle around it with the line in it. I think that's the only way you could get away with it in my neighborhood where I live at. And if I did wear it with my wife, she would definitely have to wear a shirt that says husband beater. You know, like the his and hers. Mine say wife beater and hers say husband beater. I think that's the only way you could get away with it, man.
You sound really either retarded or really progressive here, man. Hard to differentiate on the Roth Show. Emails from Detroit, Leeds, England, Clyde, Ohio, San Jose, Melbourne, Australia, Wisconsin, and Louisiana, where I think the arguably they may have invented or they refined the art of wife beating. I will go there. 866-313-3733. Telephone, please, Hushley.
Greg.
Greg? What's your wife? What songs to beat your wife to, Greg? Come on, give me up.
What's up, Dave? Listen, from what I understand, the reason why they started calling them wife beaters is, you know, the show Cops?
Oh, the Cops? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, of course, right? Every time they cops used to go to a domestic dispute call, every time they go to, like, some trailer park somewhere, there'd be a bunch of white trash wearing those T-shirts, and it was always they were beating their wife, and that's why the cops were always called there. It was always the domestic dispute call.
Okay.
So they started calling them wife beaters.
Okay. I think you kind of leapt ahead in the game. I went back to the beginning when people started wearing underwear in the street for the first time. That was during my father's era or what have you. And, you know, you said there's a bunch of white trash, and I'd like to speak to that now, because a great number of my audience is white trash. In fact, I am card-carrying member of the Great Unwashed. Animal, I see you looking at me. You don't have to be white to be trash.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. But I want to share with you that we make the best trash. Ah,
that's right. All right. That's good. Trashy.
Next call, please, Hushley. 866-313-3733. I'm going to do this like the boxing guy in the tuxedo, you know, with the... the bow tie. I'm going to, like, what am I doing in the middle of this pileup? Roth Radio, David Lee, you're on. Who's there?
Gerard from Boston.
Gerard, Boston.
What's going on?
What song would you beat your wife to?
Never Again by Nickelback.
Excellent. Excellent. But that works for the women. Back to the guys. Let's get some girls on here to share with their vision of parody. I don't know if that's actually a word, but it sure sounds like it this early. Do you have another song? Are you still on?
No, he's gone.
Did he take off?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I got Dorothy in Boston.
I just lost my microphone
Boston,
again here.
No, Brooklyn.
Hold on once. Don't touch it. Can you hear me there? I want you to hear what CBS has given us here. My microphone shuts off routinely about 3 or 4 times, but now I've got to hear it. It sounds like I'm in the bottom of a beer bottle.
Oh, man.
Which is where I intend to be once I assemble this song list and I go out and get drunk with B. Young at one of our local favorite drinking establishments. We have a young lady on the phone, do we not?
That's Dorothy.
Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, Dorothy. I wasn't here. You were. Call it a comeback, if you will. What do you think?
Am I on?
You're on. You're in the spotlight, and you have about 200 football stadiums of people.
Okay, well, there's a lot of them. First, I do have Britney Spears, Hit Me, Kick Me, Punch Me One More Time, but I got much better than that. We got some real good stuff out there now. We got Limp Bizkit, right? That's been a long time. I don't remember.
What's the name of the song?
Okay, I don't remember that one, but I do know that Korn would rock out some good beating songs.
Okay, and what would the titles of the songs be?
Okay, so...
Oh, well, wait a minute. I like the way you think. Stop right there. Okay. You've decided that it's an entire soundtrack, that wife beating can actually be extended beyond 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
You delicious little slut. I love it. So what she's saying is that she's beyond song level. She's now moved to symphonic sort of a department. She's taken it to a whole different place there. That there are bands who provide entire thematics in which one can enact their form of spousal abuse. And in that respect, that's very postmodern, because if it's mostly instrumental and it doesn't really matter what the lyrics are, then mom can pop dad just as equally, right? I don't know. Let's see how it works. Come here, mom.
David Lee Roth, the 92.3 Free FM.
David Lee Roth, tellement de puissance, vous sentez le pouvoir, pure puissance. Radio Roth, 6h du matin. David Lee Roth, so much power, you can feel the power.
Let your hair down. Play it right. Be young. Be bad.
Better don't forget at 7 o'clock, Chris Starros from the comic book Legal Defense Fund coming in here, baby. At about 7:15, one of the most amazing artists ever, Mr. Todd McFarlane, going to be on the phone, baby. At 8 o'clock, body language expert Janine Driver, baby, on the phone.
That's right.
At 8:15, lawyer Ron Scholar is going to be talking about whether what's-her-name can sue Richie Sambora or vice versa, because you don't know if you could check an email.
Not legally, baby.
And at 9:15, we got the boss from the VH1 Celebrity Fit Club. We got the drill sergeant, baby.
Let your hand down and let yourself.
Hoo-wah.
If you ain't got no hands, forgive it.
Hoorah. Hoorah. Hoorah.
Okay, ready?
Hoorah. That's right.
Roth. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, 866-313-3733. I've got kind of my, I'm trying to do like kind of a my white trash, wife beating voice. Bitch. I suspect I'm not supposed to laugh when I do this. All right. Well, then to the news. Discount retailer Building 19 has apologized for an advertisement in a recent flyer that offered three wife beater undershirts for $5.98. $5.98 sounds like a small price to me. They're probably saying that, well, the demographically wife beaters don't have much money. I think there's probably wife beaters on the Upper East Side. I imagine there's some effective wife beating going on in Beverly Hills. I think maybe they should have different selections. Do you think? Okay, we're taking songs to beat your wife to. Ladies, feel free to reciprocate one time. Yeah.
866-313-3733.
Take a phone call right here, Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Row. Who there? Who there?
Tracy.
Hello?
Tracy, what's happening?
Yes. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Extraordinary. How about you, Trace?
I'm wonderful.
Where are you calling from, darling?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Love it. Been there. Go ahead.
Oh, I have Smack My Bitch Up.
Excellent.
And not sure if things that but seemed appropriate.
And that's your favorite cut?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Okay, now
the
I'm going
to... I like to get beat, too.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to ask you, in about 20 years, are you going to turn to your husband or your significant other and go, wow, remember when we were in high school and Smack My Bitch Up comes up and you go, darling, it's our song.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, tell you what. You sound like a very sensible lady. Let's work to change that. Is there a song... That, Animals Thinks That was a good one. Do you think it's, can you think of a song that that can re-empower you? What would you smack your husband to? Can you think of one? I can think of the Beatles, like Get Back. That would be a good one, right?
It would have to be like Rage Against the Machine or something.
I love it. Good call. Call us back against it.
I can't say the name of the song on the air, I don't think, but...
Excellent choices. Thank you for calling. 866-313-3733. Prodigy. They're the one. This is the theme song for beating your wife. I don't suggest you beat your wife. In fact, I suggest you don't beat your wife. But it's kind of like the N-word. It's like what we teach our little black kids. It's like what we teach our little Latino kids, our little Jewish kids and whatever. It's not what they call you. It's what you answer to, brother. I believe that, you know, okay, it's I'm wondering, actually, is it okay to put wife beater in a store if you use it in a sense of humor? It's like in the cowboy movie where the guy says, you better smile when you call me that, partner. If you make fun of it, if you crucify it, then maybe it doesn't work on you anymore. If somebody beat my sister, I'd kill you. Well, actually, she'd get to it before I did, man. But I have been punched. Oh, yeah, Stacy. Either hand. And I had a young lady last weekend, a Friday night. You saw me sitting with her, Bride. And she told me that she likes, and this is her expression, rough sex. Okay? And I asked her, what do you mean by that? Like, I pretend like I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to the lawyer who's going to be on the phone a little bit later about this here. And she said, you know what? Well, I'm not going to describe it right now, but I don't declare that as wife beating unless she wants me to act like the husband, which has happened to me before. I'm saying I'm not averse, baby.
Yeah, man.
Let your head down. Come on from Portsmouth, England. Hey, Dave, here's a couple. Guns N' Roses. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. Yngwie Malmsteen, Unleash the Fury. Actually, that sounds more like from the woman's point of view. Hell hath no fury like a woman, scorn unleashed or something like. Look at Hutch. He knows every syllable to that saying.
Hell hath no fury like a woman's scorn.
Like Hutch's wife. Yeah, man. Phone call, please, Hutchley. Roth right. Radio. Dave Roth in charge. Go ahead.
Let's see. Let's go with Craig.
Craig, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Go ahead, Craig. What song song to beat your wife to? Go ahead. You have the spotlight.
I'm going to have to go out there and say Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Freebird. Now, wait a second. I think I understand the cultural slur. But I'm not sure I understand the lyrical content, because Freebird is probably what your wife would do if you did beat her, right? She would take off. The gilded cage would no longer exist. She would fly the coop. Hey, I'm good this morning, right? So what is the connection between Lynyrd Skynyrd and beating your wife? Please, reacquaint us. Go ahead.
You ever been to a Skynyrd show, man?
Good point.
It's like a wife-beating festival.
It's like a wife-beating festival. You know what? It's been a while since I saw a Lynyrd Skynyrd audience, but at this point in time, I'm going to go on record as saying what used to be, arguably, a wife-beating audience, those women have as many tattoos as the significant others at this point in time. Those women are the ones flying the helicopters and driving the 18-wheelers. Those are the gals who have to tolerate that stuff. I've got some buddies who are serious thugs, but I know that their wives have to sleep with them and tolerate them. Come on, who's stronger, man? Anyway, oh, wait, we got an angry call on number 14. Welcome to David Lee's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. Number 14, you're on.
Hey, Dave, what's up? You know what I beat my wife to?
Okay.
When she puts your horrible show on.
Oh, my God.
That's when I have to beat her.
Okay, but you know what? But she's doing business with me, and here he was on the phone with me. What does that make him? Sounds angry. He's probably going to go take it out on his wife, huh? That was interesting. You know what? When somebody takes the time to walk that far across the dance floor to tell you that they're not interested. Like Shakespeare said, stop complaining, baby. Next call. Jam on it. Next call. Here we go. Roth Radio. Go ahead.
Oh, we got Jeff.
Jeff, you're on. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay, how about Metallica, Ain't My Bitch?
What's the name of it? Ain't My Bitch?
Yeah, it's off the Load or Reload album.
Oh, okay. Sounds like Mid-Level Fury, which, again, sounds like the name of a band, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the previous female caller mentioned Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
They have a song entitled Killing in the Name Of. I mean, you can't get any more direct than that, I think.
I think Rage in the... Actually, you know, we expanded this to thematic levels that you don't even need a lyrical content. Much of Rage Against the Machine is great wife-beating material, just from my pedestrian familiarity. And we have a mashup, in fact, that I told you, I met a young lady last week. She requested Rough Sex. Now that you've reminded me of that, which I had merrily forgotten, there was drinking, there was alcohol involved last weekend. It's now all coming back. I'm going to combine the two. In the name of Rage Against the Machine and in the name of the future of my romantic whatever, I want to thank you. God bless. Where's my whip,
baby? If you ain't got no half, forgive
me. David Lee Roth, mornings. Love 2-3 Free FM.
If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, you capture or just let it slip?
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke, he's so mad. But he won't give up, that is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke, he's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo, it's so rad. City better go back to this moment. I hope it don't be better. Lose this now.
I will make that same mistake again. Maturity for me. That means like I recognize the same mistake every time I make it. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, songs to beat your wife to. We're taking the list. Evidently, somebody caught a whole lot of flack for selling wife beater undershirts. That's from the retailer Building 19. The guy says he never heard the term before. Oh, come on. Let's beat him up this morning.
Make that same mistake again.
Here's the best one. Here's the best one. Suicidal tendencies. This comes from New York City. Suicidal tendencies from the album Institutionalized, and the name of the song is All I Wanted Was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. Coming from Seth in Hoboken, New Jersey, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. You know, he says here, to beat your wife by. Take a phone call, Hutch. 866-313-3733. Every time I think I'm going to get some controversy, everybody just gets in line and goes, yeah, let's whip each other. We're getting the women calling in here as well, going, I'll take the bat. Hey, watch this move. Be Young. Beat that thing for a second. Play it, Be Young. taking the phone call. Number five, you
Danny.
Got Danny, you're on Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Row. Being on it, brother. What's up? We lost him. 866-313-3733. Next call.
Jim.
Go ahead, Tim. You're on.
Jim.
You're talking to D-Row. Go ahead, brother. You're all the way up.
Yeah, I got a song, Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
See, Metallica is almost an entire thematic soundtrack, isn't it? You don't even have to select the specific song. Do you agree that the entire approach there is a little bit full contact? Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, in honor of Metallica. Bring it up, man. DavidLeeRoth.com worldwide. You know where we are. We know where you are. Give us the email here. Got a lot of good guests coming in at, in about 15 minutes. Chris Staros from the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. Wow. This is going to be an interesting conversation here. You know, we get all the left-hand stuff. And then at about 7:15, Todd McFarlane, one of the most famous names in graphic illustration. You know exactly who he is. He's coming in on the phone as well. And then at 8 o'clock, body language expert Janine Driver. You know, I brought it up the other day, and I'm going to bring it up to her, that I never ask questions in business meetings that I don't already know the answer to. Animal, remember when I told you how to do that? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Are you using that technique now?
I'm very good at it now, Dave. I think so.
And people ask, why would you do that? And I say, so that I can see what you look like when you're lying to me. Next call, please, Hutchley. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, from sea to shining sea.
On the subject of Pittsburgh, it's Alex, Dave.
Pittsburgh, potentially one of the better wife-beating capitals of the United States. I just feel it. I don't have any real grounding in information on this. Share with us. Who's there?
Pittsburgh, PA, checking in, buddy. How's it going?
It's going excellent this morning. What
hey,
do you think?
I had a classic song for you. How about Click, Click, Boom by Saliva? That's one from the hood, huh?
That is one from the hood. And you know what? I don't consider firearms classic wife beating. I'm just an old, you know, call me retro hetero. It's just wife beating is actual. There's no implements, you know, there's no apparatus involved. I'm going to agree with the twisted way that your sense of humor has led you to the. Can you hear me? Hold on. My microphone just OD'd. I'm in the bottom of the bottle. Can you hear me now? Hit the button there. There you go. Is it almost on? I'm not kidding. God has stricken my microphone dead. Swing the microphone over here, Hodge. Can you hear me now? Are we actually there? I'm sorry. It's... This is Tom Gisano's favorite microphone, and it just shut off for the fifth time here. And so I'm going to invite celebrity dude beating on behalf of all the women out there who have a station manager of their own.
Hey, Dave, so, continued success, my friend.
Thank you so much. Right. God bless. Give us a call again sometime here. Can you actually hear me through this?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like I'm in the bottom of the bottle I usually catch you drinking off of during breakfast in the back there, man. Come on. Good stuff. Good choices here. 866-313-3733. And don't forget, at about 8:15, lawyer Ron Scholar, he's going to be talking about email snooping. Frequently a reason for wife beating or, you know, spousal abuse. I'm going to offer this up as that it swings both ways. There's two edges to the blade. Ladies, I understand. If I weighed half as much as, well, I do weigh half as much as Animal. I was going to say to the other fellow, though, I don't think firearms is classic wife beating. Not from the way I learned it from television and the movies. You got to, it's either open hand or James Cagney style. You need a half of a grapefruit, perhaps. Is grapefruit considered an apparatus? Is that considered unnecessary use of gear? Is that like using pine tar in football? It used to be legal, but now it's no longer legal. I'm thinking firearms. It may well be the next best thing to being there. But it's
any kind of fruit.
Any kind of fruit, really, is considered an illegal use of apparatus here. Give me some guitar one time. Say. Next call, 866-313-3733. This sounds like classic radio, doesn't it? It sounds like AM radio. It's got that kind of squelched out tone here. Where did you get this microphone? Out of the trunk of my 51 Mercury?
It's yours.
It says Cousin Brucey on the side. Who is that? Telephone, please. Whoever. I can't. He doesn't have a microphone anymore. Philadelphia. God is striking us dead for this morning. Actually, yesterday's subject matter. But today is the encore. Swing on it. Are you on the phone?
Yeah, hi.
Who is this?
It's Pam from Philly.
Pam from Philly. What do you think? Do you have a song to beat your husband to, or is this a song for beating your wife to?
It's a husband one. This is a You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
The patron saint, the poster girl for Don't You Ever Hit Me, You Dumb White Mofo. Yeah!
Exactly. You got it, baby.
That same mistake again. I'm fascinated that so many women actually tie into this, because this is a subject that you would usually think of the way we used to think in the 60s, but I guess everybody is in the fight club. Mom's coming home with as many bruises. We had Mia, the boxer, Mia Knockout, you know, from the other day we were talking to her. She's got like, what, two kids? She's got two teenage kids. She's 37 years old, something like this. And she's coming home with as many bruises as Animal does on a good weekend night.
And you're gonna make that same mistake again. And you're gonna make that same mistake again. Loving you. Loving you. Loving you. Loving you. Baby. Same mistake again.
Give me the phones. 866-313-3733. Songs to beat your wife to.
Frank in Boston.
Frank in Boston. Hey, is that his whole name?
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, Dave, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show. Keep the pro guests coming. My song suggestion to beat my wife, too, would be the Ramones' first album. It's got Beat on the Brat.
I love it. Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. All right, we're pointing to the left field fence. there's the windup. Next phone call, Hutch. Come on, get that finger working, homie.
All righty, we got Phil in Jersey.
Phil in Jersey. Jersey, notably
Dave,
one of the best wife-beating capitals that I've ever visited. Go ahead, you're on.
You got it. I would say about 75% of this man's songs. Alice Cooper, Only Women Bleed.
I love it. Only Women Bleed. Now, many people are calling in and they're emailing and they're saying, Dave, what is it that causes this kind of talk, this kind of humor? What kind of impulse would cause somebody to strike a woman? And I have an email here that says, I have found that Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life is my favorite reason for wife beating. I'm with that. Go ahead.